County Executive appointing Mr. Jim Duff to the War Memorial Corporation Board of Trustees for a term expiring April 30th, 2016.
Mr. Chairman, I have a statement to make about all three appointments.
Could you introduce yourself so that we have a record of who's speaking? We're being streamed again, I think.
Okay. Risa Colton, Director of Legislative Affairs for the County Executive. Last week, the County Executive received a letter from the War Memorial demanding that he immediately submit two names for the War Memorial Board. Historically, Milwaukee County has had 8 representatives on the board because of their significant financial contribution to the War Memorial budget. The County Executive has not yet heard justification for the significant reduction in the county's representation on the War Memorial Board, despite the request for significant long-term funding from the county. The County Executive is concerned about this reduction as the county will be mandated to pay the War Memorial a large sum of money without much accountability in return. Having sufficient representation on the board will mean the county can ensure that county resources are spent wisely. The County Executive is very supportive of the War Memorial and Art Museum coming to an agreement. However, because of the county's significant contribution, he would like to ensure that this agreement is sustainable for the county.
Questions by committee members?
Move approval on item number 1, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion to approve. Do you have a question? Oh, I'm Andy?
Yes.
Yeah, please come forward. Introduce yourself, if you would, for our listening audience.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, supervisors. My name is Andy Schlitt, and I'm a prior trustee of the War Memorial Board, and I'm currently serving as its legal counsel. And on this issue, I would like to, in terms of context, indicate that after a year of negotiating, the War Memorial and the Art Museum have come to agreement on all terms regarding the future relationship and operations at the War Memorial Complex. And those terms are in agreements that were submitted on Friday to Corporation Counsel's office. There's significant documents, significant detail, but the bottom line is that we now have a good, solid, workable agreement between both the Art Museum and the War Memorial. One of the underpinnings, key underpinning of those agreements, is the ongoing independence of both the War Memorial and the Art Museum in terms of their governance structures. In fact, the county, in a prior audit of the War Memorial, directed that the War Memorial move toward reorganizing its governance structure so that it could have trustees who were more focused on fundraising and the ability to sustain the financial operations of the War Memorial going forward. At present, the county appoints 8 of the 15 trustee seats, making this essentially a county entity, and the majority of the War Memorial trustees conceivably have the county's interests at heart instead of the War Memorial's. So if we are to move in a more independent fashion and increase our fundraising ability, it's very important as part of this deal that the War Memorial have the authority to appoint the majority of the members of its board. So we have asked that the War Memorial be allowed to appoint 13 of its 15 trustees and that the county appoint 2 of the 15 trustees, which is consistent with the number of trustees that the county typically appoints to cultural institutions, including the Art Museum, which has 2 county appointees. And so we feel that this deal that we've submitted is in keeping with the direction that we've received from the county to reorganize in a fashion that allows us to pursue more fundraising and less reliance on the county going forward. And it's also a key piece to the settlement with the Art Museum, and it's our understanding that the Art Museum supports this as well. The Art Museum, as part of the settlement, has agreed to withdraw from our board and allow us to fill that seat with an individual who would bring fundraising expertise and skill. We think that at this point, to reopen this issue would be very damaging to the deal that was submitted. Reducing the county appointments from 8 to 2 was part of the term sheet that was agreed on many months ago through mediation with retired Justice Jeanine Geske, who was appointed by the county to help the parties reach this settlement. So we would see at this sort of the 11th hour of reopening this point has been very damaging to the settlement. We're also very concerned that this really undercuts the authority and the autonomy of our board. We're concerned that the county executive is attempting to exercise control here in a fashion that would undermine the legitimacy, authority, and autonomy of our board, which is something that is very important to us going forward if we're to control our own operations and be sustainable in the fashion that the county has asked us to. So we ask that you take that into consideration and that you lay over all three appointments pending completion of this deal. I can tell you that the War Memorial has already approved new bylaws and articles contemplating the new governance structure that would allow for two county appointments, and that's why we, as a courtesy, sent a letter to the county executive early asking that he consider the two appointments that he would like to make to the new governance structure following completion of this deal.
Thank you for those comments. Questions by committee members? Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To our knowledge, are any of the three appointees before us today also simultaneously serving on the board of directors for the Art Museum?
Ms. Cole?
I don't believe so.
And, Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Mr. Schlitt, if I may.
Sure.
Mr. Schlitt, do you know if the state law regarding structure of the War Memorial needs to be changed in order for a full conversion from one size to another of the War Memorial's board and or how the appointees are delegated?
That's a very good question, and we've looked at this in depth, and my law firm has issued an opinion on this. The only requirement under the state statute today is that the War Memorial have 15 trustees. We have 15 today, and under the new structure that we've proposed, we'll continue to have 15. The statute provides in a permissive, optional way that the county may have 8 appointees to the board, but it need not. And so, and requesting that the county appointees be reduced from 8 to 2, we feel that we are fully in compliance with the existing state statute, that we need not make any changes or amendments to that state statute, and that this structure would be fully legal and legitimate in reducing county appointments from 8 to 2.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I would ask at this point, Corp Counsel, are you in agreement with that interpretation, or do we have another view of that subject?
Mr. Chairman, Acting Corporation Counsel Mark Brady. The short answer is that I'm basically in agreement with what Mr. Schlicht said. I would like to explain that a little bit more, though. The statute, as he said, requires the War Memorial Board of Directors to have 15 members, 15 trustees. It says that of that 15, 8 may, and it uses the word may, be special members. If there are special members, they have to be designated as 4 from the county board and 4 from among county residents. My feeling about that statute or interpretation of that statute is that if we have any special members, we have to have 8 of them with the 4 and 4 designated. What I'm told, and I haven't verified this, but I'm told by Mr. Schlicht, is that they have changed their bylaws so that there are effectively no special members. There are 15 general members, and they are allowed, the statute does allow them to have 15 general members with no special members. They are setting aside 2 for county appointments, which obviously they can set aside 0 to 15 if they want to. And so I think the statute would require, if there were special members designated, that there be 8 of them. But if there are no special members and the 2 that are serving from the county are just general members, I think that's probably allowable under the statute.
That's helpful. Questions further by committee members? Supervisor Stamper, go ahead and then we'll come to Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for Corporation Counsel, if I may. If the county were to follow through with appointing county appointees to fill all of those slots, and at some point in the near future, say within the next 6 months to a year, the county were more comfortable with not having as many appointees, what would need to happen in order to reduce the number of spots? Would people have to fulfill their entire term until the end of it before that could be changed? Or what would be the process there, Mr. Grady?
Mr. Chairman, I think that's actually governed by the War Memorial's bylaws. And my understanding, again, I haven't verified this, but my understanding from Mr. Schlicht is that the War Memorial has already changed their bylaws. And so there are no longer three slots to appoint two, if I'm understanding him correctly. I'm taking his word for this now. I haven't seen the documents. And so I have some question about whether there are three slots in existence now. I'd like the opportunity to look at the bylaws that have been adopted, but assuming Mr. Schlicht's representing them correctly, which I have no reason to think he isn't, there are only two county slots now under their bylaws. And the bylaws were adopted with the eight county special members on the board of directors. I believe they're the eight holdovers, or some of them are holdovers from prior terms, but the bylaws were adopted under the current existing structure.
Would it be wiser, in your opinion, to forestall action on these until the details are worked out? I know that's a policy judgment, but what kinds of legal complications would we run into were we to act on these affirmatively today?
Well, I just highlighted one of the issues I think that exists, and that is whether there actually are three slots to appoint two. That's a question in my mind right now. Secondly, there are written agreements that are before the county executive and the county board for consideration. I don't know how quickly the board or the exec are going to act on those. If they are acted upon, this provision is in the written agreements that the numbers will be reduced to two from eight. And so obviously once those agreements are adopted, if they are adopted, that provision would go into effect upon adoption. And so we would have a problem with if these appointments were made and went on to the board, we'd have to figure out through whatever process the War Memorial bylaws provide for how to right-size their board, if you will. And I don't know whether that would, if their bylaws address that or not, whether it would be, first in, first out, or what it would be. So
it sounds as if acting on these today might be premature and perhaps cause us complications. Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That was my concern. However, I remember a reduced amount of slots to four. Is there a four on the table, or now it's just not, it's down to two?
Mr. Chairman, my understanding is, going back to the term sheet, and to be clear, the term sheet was not negotiated with the county. It was negotiated between the two entities. The county was not involved in that negotiation or that mediation, if you will, with Janine Geske. So the county didn't have a seat at that table. But the two entities negotiated in their agreement with each other to take it down to two. We're now at the position is, does the county agree with that or not?
Okay.
Is the county willing to do the agreements under that restriction?
Okay, and the documents for the agreements have been submitted, and has your office had an opportunity to review them?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I would recommend a layover until we can get this situated as far as knowing how many slots are available. There's no need to appoint three if there's only two.
The motion
and if we can even do that.
The motion to layover takes precedence. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the motion for layover, might it make more practical sense, just in light of everything going on with the War Memorial situation, to instead of layover, approve by committee and then take up further on board day? If the time between now and then would a lot enough time for Corporation Council to determine more.
Provost Council, would you be in agreement with that? What do you prefer?
It's the pleasure of the committee. I'll do it either way. But I mean,
okay.
If you're looking for a more detailed, a more thorough answer from me, I can certainly have it by board day if that's what the question is.
Okay. Well, Mikulski's
Supervisor Bukowski.
I'm in silence.
Thank you, Sir Chairman Stamper.
Sorry about that.
Let me first express, and I know it's not just me, the frustration of this entire action, the membership of this board. Who would have thought that a year ago we'd still in essence, be in the same spot. Now, I know we've made a lot of progress, but if you would have asked me for a bet, I would have said that we would have had this taken care of September of 2012. I feel bad for the three names that have continually been on our agenda. It is not fair to them, and I would hope and I would like to think that they don't take it personally, but they should know that I'm getting eaten by this fly. They should know that this has nothing to do with them, but we're just trying to get our own house in order. And I guess in hearing Supervisor Stamper, I think that as much as these delays are driving me and everybody else crazy, the fact that we have a recess in August, if we don't have our acts together by September's Parks meeting, then shame on us. And so my motion would be to lay over till the next Parks meeting.
That would be a modification of Supervisor Stamper's. You in agreement with that, Supervisor?
Yes, I would support that.
So the motion is to lay over until the September meeting, if I understand it correctly?
That is correct, Mr. Chairman, and I'm looking at items 1, 2, and 3.
On items 1, 2, and 3, the motion is to lay over until September's meeting. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Supervisor Rainey. Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
No.
Stamper.
Aye.
Staskunas.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to lay over is approved.
Thank you very much. Item number 4, please.